B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Steve?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man? How can we help you, sir?
So I went out with this girl, Wendy, and it wasn't like our first date. It was actually our second date, and she was over my house. And we were running like a little late. I just jumped into the shower, and when I got out, she was just gone. Like, I have no idea if she got kidnapped from my place or what happened, but she's been like missing in action ever since, and like, I haven't heard a thing.
I hate to be the one to tell you this, but doesn't sound very promising, yeah. My friends.
Was anything missing from your house?
Jeez.
No, nothing missing. Like, she seemed like a great girl. Like I said, like, we went out once before, had a great time. She came over the second time. We were going to go to, like, my buddy's house for a party. I just jumped into the shower.
Well, before you jumped in the shower, did you walk into the bathroom naked and show her your goods or lack thereof?
No, nothing like that.
Oh, my God. I hope this girl answers the phone so bad. Okay, that's all we need to know. I have no questions. Stay quiet, okay? We're going to try and call her next.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
This, oh, God, I really hope this girl answers the phone when we try and call her right now. So we're looking for Wendy because we just spoke to Steve.
Mm-hmm.
He said Wendy and him went out on a date. It was great. I don't even care about that date because they had another date set up. Here's what happened. Wendy came over to Steve's house. He was running a little late.
Mm-hmm.
He hopped in the shower real quick before the date. He got out of the shower. Wendy was gone.
Something happened.
Ever since then, no calls, texts, nothing. So we have him on the line, and now hopefully she'll answer the phone so we can get to the bottom of this mystery.
Hello?
Hi, is this Wendy?
This is she.
Wendy, my name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. It's a radio station. And I can explain to you why we're calling. We got your phone number from
uh-huh.
So we got your phone number.
Is this like a sales call?
No. It's all good. Like, and if you say no, it's fine. But we got your phone number from a guy who would like to take you out on a date. Okay, he knows you. You know him. I'm going to tell you his name. But
okay.
Let me just tell you what we're offering. So the reason we're calling you is because if you say yes to the date with this gentleman, you can pick the place, the date, the time, whatever you want to do for a date. We'll reserve everything, and we will.
Why isn't he just calling? What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm going to tell you. Again, it's somebody who you know, and
freaking me out.
No.
So
this guy. He wants to. He wants to see if he can, wine and dine you and impress you, and see if there's any potential with you guys. Are you ready for his name?
So weird. Yeah.
She's so giddy. I like
this. Yeah. It's funny that you said this is so weird because when I tell you his name, I feel like you're going to feel like you're going to have a weird reaction to it. His name is Steve.
Oh, I'm not interested, but thank you
much. Okay, that's fine. You know what? It's fine that you say no, but can you just please tell us why? Because he explained to us that you guys were going to go on a date. He got in the shower, and when he got out, you were gone.
Oh, my God. He told you that?
He did.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's enough. That's all I need to know. That's not going to happen. I have a lot to do this morning.
No. But can you please just tell us what it is? Because I need to know what made you run out of there. Did you get an emergency phone call or something?
Oh, God. I was over at his place, and we were going to go to some, party at his friend's house or something, and everything was going fine. Like, we were pre-gaming. Everything was good. And he just says he wants to take a shower. So I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes in to take the shower. And I just was walking by to go, never going to be able to see this. He's there, like, on his back, on all fours. His legs up in the air. And he's, like, pouring booze in his asshole. Like,
what?
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
I'm confused.
He was Wait, hold on. Wendy, Steve is on the phone right now.
Oh my God, he's on the phone?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. No, oh my God to what you just said. Did you say he was pouring?
You made me say that and he's there?
Please, just relax. Did you say he was pouring booze in his asshole? Steve, how do you do that?
Steve, we need answers here.
Guys, it's just called butt chugging, okay? It's the easiest way to get wasted. Like, we were running late.
I was gonna
logistics. How do you even do that?
And whatever happened to just doing shots?
Did you have help?
I mean, it's just something I learned in college, you know? It's like, I honestly... Don't knock it till you try it.
Can you just give us, so you're on your back,
you spread your legs.
Yeah.
How do you get it in your butt though, like perfectly?
Maybe I don't want to know.
You could use a funnel.
Maybe I don't want
to
know.
Trying to get the liquor in your bloodstream, it like works so much better. I'm telling you.
Well, I'm just saying, like, did at any point it occur to you that maybe the reason she left is because she caught you butt chugging?
In my defense, I was pretty f***ed up already, hence the butt chugging. So it's not really that big of a deal. Let's just go out again. Come on, it's not a big deal.
There you go. Hey, you know what, Wendy? You should try. You know, go out with them again. Maybe you should try a little butt chug. Steve can help you set it up if you need help with that.
I know. I love that the name. You know, the name is classic.
Yeah, you're all hilarious. There is no way I would ever have like a. I mean, imagine like if I ever had children with this person. It would always be like. Oh my God, the father of my children is like
a butt
shoving
chugger.
Funnels in his head, pouring alcohol in there. Like, no.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
So apparently trying to be a good role model to kids is now frowned upon. Who knew? Listen to tomorrow's second date update on the 10s. You're going to listen. You're going to laugh like always, and you're going to learn something with us to get a crew. Miro, Pebbles, Melissa, and you hot. 969.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.